station, and I'm waiting on my train to come. Well, I'm standing at the station, and I'm waiting on my train to come. I can't stand around all day, you know I gotta run.
I'm in Dalton, Georgia. Why? Because this is a great place to watch trains, and this is a city with a great railroad history.
It was 7 a.m. on December 1st, 1849. A gentle mist fell as a train pulled out of Dalton, Georgia, headed for Tunnel Hill. The western portion of the Western and Atlantic Railroad was open for business. However, it would be more than 5 months until workers would complete the tunnel at Tunnel Hill. While the completed Western and Atlantic formally opened in May of 1850, the railroad's role in Dalton was clear. A second railroad, the East Tennessee and Georgia, opened in 1852, cementing the city's status as a railroad center. Of course, many people know about the city for its role during the Great Locomotive Chase of April 12, 1862, when Union spies stole the general locomotive, hoping to destroy the railroad. They cut telegraph lines, and in Dalton, telegraph operator Edward Henderson realized the telegraph line to Atlanta was down, so he set out for Calhoun on foot. There, Henderson hopped aboard the Texas locomotive when a group of pursuers steamed into town. Conductor William A. Fuller, among those pursuing the Union engine thieves, gave Henderson a message to send to Confederate authorities. When the Texas arrived in Dalton, Henderson jumped from the train and sent his message, which helped bring an end to the chase. However, one legacy of the railroad that is often overlooked may be the hotels in town. A hotel has stood in the heart of the city since the 19th century. At least two iterations of the town's hotel burned, including one in April 1911. The current hotel building at the corner of Crawford and Hamilton Streets opened in 1923 as the Hotel Dalton. It was subsequently renamed the Landmark Building, and today, several businesses call it home and sit within earshot of the historic Western and Atlantic Railroad.
I hope you enjoyed this brief history of the Western and Atlantic Railroad in Dalton, Georgia. For railfanning.org, I'm Todd DeFeo. Be sure to visit railfanning.org for more news, photos, and features from the rails.